Yo. Yo, what's good? All right. Give me a sec. I'm gonna get my AirPods. I'll start in a minute. I just gotta get my AirPods. Is somebody live on Cozy? Whoever is live on Cozy, please begin streaming this now. let me check. Who's on Cozy? Hey, Josh. Josh Lacash in here. What's up, Josh? Yo, Paul Town, Big Tech, Kumia. Wow, there's a lot of people streaming. Let's go. That's a great lineup. That's a great lineup, but somebody needs to stream this. That's great and everything, but somebody needs to stream this. So that's fantastic. So happy for you. But now I'm live. Okay. Hang on. Where's my AirPods? There. Okay, give me a sec. They're gonna connect to the wrong phone. Two phones, by the way, so just give me a sec to get all set up here. Okay. Give me a sec. We'll start. Okay. Okay, can you hear me? Hello, test, test. Can you hear me still? Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me. The Elon verification thing is really stupid because he just gave a check mark to like anybody, and now I don't know who's important and who isn't. Like, this one has a check mark and she has 450 followers. Like, really? I mean, no offense. I don't even know who you are, but it's like, check marks are. I like the check mark system because guess what? There are real check mark individuals in the world. Elon says, I don't like this lord and peasant system. Guess what, pal? It's a lord and peasant world. It's a lord and peasant life. You don't like it? Take it up with God. Take it up with. Take it up with the fabric of reality, okay? You don't like lord and peasant system on Twitter? It's a lord and peasant life, bro. Let me turn the TV off. I'll just put it on mute because there's no light in here. Anyway, so the point is, how are you going to have a check mark system and just give it out to anybody with $8? How are you supposed to tell who's important? It doesn't make any sense. Now, for me to see who's actually, I have to click on their profile and see their follower count. It just doesn't make any sense. Checkmark was shorthand for I matter. I'm a notable individual. I have a wiki page. I have a byline. Now it's just like any person just gets one. So we can no longer discern. It's just this differentiated crowd. It's chaos. I think he's crashing and burning the platform. Maybe that's the goal. Well, certainly seems to be the case, as evidenced by that, because that policy just sucks. Okay. Well, hi everybody. How are you doing? It's my first stream. I don't think I'll do a show on Friday. I don't really have anywhere to do it, and I don't really have the equipment yet. I don't have like a mobile setup that I can just pop up. My laptop sucks. My laptop's like 7 years old. I need to get a new one. And I don't really have a good Wi-Fi connection to my hotel. So the setup that I had before was Sneeko's, but he went back to Florida the other day. So I don't know what I'm going to do with the show. I guess I'll figure it out maybe for the following week. But yeah, so for now, you're just gonna have to settle for a space. We have another check mark in here. Doubt she's a fan. Leia McAlrath. She's verified. Let's see. Let's read the bio. Often prescient, sometimes funny on purpose. Activism, analysis, commentary. Psychology, human rights, geopolitics. Hashtag actually autistic. gay pride flag in bio. She tweeted the Rolling Stone article, Trump's Jewish allies are begging him to condemn Kanye. He's refusing. So yeah, doubt. Do you think she's a fan? I doubt it. I don't know though, because she's actually autistic, so maybe she is. Maybe she is. You know, the gay flag in bio would suggest she's probably not a fan, but the hashtag actually autistic, perhaps there's a chance. Hey, Richard Spencer in the hey, let's give him a follow back. Let's go. All right. So I was going to do a space yesterday, but I didn't have time. So I'm going to dive into it today. And I wanted to respond to Alex Jones and that whole situation. So as you know, me and Ye went on Alex Jones. And listen, I don't want to make it like a thing. I mean, it speaks for itself. It was a totally awesome interview, game changer, entertaining. Like, nobody can deny that it was awesome. You know, and here's the thing about that. I get everybody talking to me. Even my mom was like, are you sure that was a good idea? And that kind of thing. And everybody will break down. Everybody wants the explanation. Everybody, especially now, they're looking to me to go live on my and break it down and say, listen, everybody, here's what it means. Here's what it really means. Here's the angle. Here's the upshot. Here's the point of it all. But I think that kind of thinking is missing the point. I think it speaks for itself. I feel like I've put out enough of a body of work where if you follow me, if you watch me, you're going to have to just start to, number one, trust. I mean, for all my followers, a lot of people just trust me, trust my judgment, and so on. But people are just going to have to try to start to get it, which is, to put it simply, all of the conventional wisdom are there, and at the risk of sounding trite or unsophisticated, to put it very simply, this entire system is put in place to control us. Again, I know that, that's not really my most elite take. What I mean by that is you see this guy wear a mask. He goes on the Alex Jones show. He says, I love Hitler, and we're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time. And of course, what's the obvious reaction? You can't say that. You can't say that. Oh, you can't say that in politics. Oh, you can't win if you say that. Oh, that's not a good idea, blah, blah, blah. And, I'm just kind of over it. In the same way that in 2016, people were like, you know what? Shut up. Fuck off. Make America great again. We're going to build a wall. We're going to ban all Muslims. Middle finger in your face. I know that's probably not how Ye would put it. I think we're sort of temperamentally slightly different in that regard. That's sort of how I would put it. It's like, we don't care. The system is so ridiculous. It is so suffocating. It's so overbearing. We're so sick of the double standards and the hypocrisy. I really like to lean in to the surreal and the funny and honestly, just the brutal honesty. And I'll admit to you, the strategic angle is kind of just like, in many ways, sort of an afterthought. Now more than ever, and it's amazing because Ye and I are sort of kindred spirits in this. We are really on the same wavelength of, look, we're going to go out there. We're going to say what's on our heart. We're going to say what we feel and whatever. If the bank's frozen, like with him or with me, whatever, we'll figure it out. If we wind up broke, dead, murdered by the Jews, whatever. Okay. Like whatever. And that's a feeling. That's a feeling sentiment. But there's also a good reason for this, too. Like, there's also, like, a cerebral explanation for it, which is, look at this guy. He did everything right. He secured the American dream. He blew up doing what he loves, became rich, became famous, became a business owner, made products, and so on. And look what happened. They ripped his family apart. They took his kids from him. They tried to lobotomize him and put him on drugs. They called him crazy. And of course, I'm oversimplifying. There's more to the story than that. But the point is, look at the kind of society and look at what it produces. It's not producing happy, healthy, fulfilled, satisfied people. It just isn't. And in fact, increasingly, it's becoming impossible to build wealth, to have any semblance of independence, to have a healthy, decent marriage, respectable marriage, to raise your family. But, you know, society is making all of this impossible. And so my answer when people say, like, you know, you can't do this, or why do you think that's a good idea, or why should he do that, is why not? What's the alternative? What else are you going to do other than put on a mask and go on Alex Jones and say, I love Hitler? And people might say, oh, he could do a lot of things. It's like, okay, well, what? Trump was elected in 16. He was supposed to be the change agent. They overthrew that. They aborted it. They sabotaged it. Admittedly, much of it was self-inflicted by Trump. We all know that. But that's how it happened. Then this came. 70% of the ballots in 2020 were early votes, double the previous election, which was also the ceiling up until that point of early voting. Just mad, like, they've just turned the entire nation and the election into this charade, this super long early voting period, automatic absentee registration. They harvest the ballots over this, you know, 100-day period in the cities. They efficiently milk all the Democrat votes in the city. The election's rigged. The government's rigged. The media's rigged. Like, Trump is a neutered sort of shell of himself. And I say that as lovingly as I can. I love the man. I'm still loyal to him in some sense. And he's still a hero of mine. But that speech by Jason Miller was so – it was weak. It was low energy. And even still, they're already getting their knives ready to stab him in the back in the primary. And that's if he even would have a chance in the general with the automatic absentee registration. So it's like people did the Obama thing. They did the Trump thing. They just cheated in every way imaginable through the media, immigration, the ballot. And I know a lot of this you've heard before, so maybe you're less interested in this. But the point is, like, we have clearly reached an impasse. That's what I'm trying to get at. You've heard a lot of the talking points before. But what matters is we've clearly reached an impasse here where there are large swaths of the country where agree, disagree, they're dissatisfied with the way things are going. They believe in tradition, and tradition has a value all by itself. It doesn't need to prove itself. Its proof is that it exists. It survived. Peoples can turn their nose up and act so aloof about these things. But look, Christianity's been around for 2,000 years, okay? How long has democracy been around? How long has the ancient Greeks? Yeah, not continuously. How long has liberalism been around? How long have these things been around? Tradition speaks for itself. So agree, disagree, you're more this, you're more that. There are large swaths of the country that like the way the country was 10, 20, 30, 50, 100, 200 years ago, wherever you want to draw the line. And there is simply just no recourse, not even just for them to set the agenda or have their voice heard, but even for them to protect their rights. Like, these drag queen story hours are happening in, like, Kansas, you know, not just in New York. And so point is, there's this total cultural revolution. It is being imposed on us psychologically, politically, bureaucratically. We tried to do it every way you want to cut it. Citizen journalism on Twitter and YouTube, it's an outright pipeline. It's disinformation. Banned. Start your own website. No, it's causing disinformation. Debanked. Run for office. Oh, you have New York Times front page editorial. I'm the deep state that they were talking about. Don't worry. I'm working tirelessly every day to thwart the Trump agenda. Overthrow in 2020 with the automatic absentee registration ballot. So it's just, we've reached an impasse. And at some point, people have to, and I'm a really big believer in this. Maybe this is my age speaking. Maybe this is naivete. Maybe it's me being an amateur or something. I think all those things can be positive. A big part of my belief is that we are overthinking it, and we have thought ourselves into a box, telling ourselves what we can't do, what has never been done, what is not possible. We have thought and argued and talked ourselves into an ever-shrinking box of what is to be done about our current predicament, meaning can't say this, can't do that, don't want to get banned on Twitter, don't want to lose your job, want to be a Turning Point ambassador, can't take a picture of this one, can't do that. And people have come up with these convoluted, uninspiring, ridiculous strategies. Inclusive populism, multiracial working class pop. Boo. Boring. That's less likely to work than saying you love Hitler, in my opinion. You know, if people think those are two bad options, you want to know which one I think is worse? The one that doesn't get me excited. The one that doesn't grab my attention and get me on Twitter talking about it, you know? So anyways, that's just kind of like my overall thoughts on the, I don't mean to do this thing where I jump on and like, oh, well, let me like explain it. But in some sense it does need to be articulated, but I also think that people are either going to get it or they're not. And they see it, and some people get it, and some people have gotten it and they've been waiting for that. And some people do not get it, and they're shocked and appalled and offended and so on. But we can only point out the double standard so much. We can only point out, what if the shoe is on the other foot, the hypocrisy? You could go down the list. Well, people reacted one way when Ye wore the mask on the show, but people face masks for 2 years. Well, people are going to take him off of Spotify and Apple for saying this thing about the Jews, but people can blaspheme Jesus and do other immorality all day. You know, we can point that out all day long. Look, like I said, I've put out the body of work. It's all out there. It speaks for itself. At this point, you either get it or you don't. You're either on the Yay train and you're sort of adopted the Elon heuristic, which is the funniest thing will happen or whatever it is. You're either riding with Yay, you're riding with Hitler, okay? And I say that laughingly, okay? You're either with that, love everybody, Jesus is king, hold everything to a Christian standard, put America first. Or honestly, like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? You're going to the Latino Leadership Summit for multiracial working class pop? You know, seriously, which one is more ridiculous? To entertain all of it and talk ourselves into a corner? That's how I feel. Anyway. But I wanted to respond to the Alex Jones thing, you know, because I basically implied that he got called by the Jews to disavow me or whatever. And honestly, it was kind of disappointing. You know, we did that show last week, and then Alex Jones goes on Crowder the other day. And Steven Crowder is just a loudmouth ignoramus. I mean, I'm sorry. I know that's negative. But it's just true. I mean, he literally is just he's just got this giant head, figuratively and literally, just one of these big headed goobers. Like, he's not, maybe for people that laugh at Geico commercials, like that kind of stuff is funny where he wears a dress and he pretends like he's a lady. You know, I'm sure laughing at Saturday Night Live and Geico commercials find that to be so funny. I don't find it funny. I don't find a show interesting. I think I watched it one time, and it was 30 minutes of calling Biden stupid. Like, okay, you win the prize. So to me, Crowder's low, you know, low bar there. And it was Alex Jones goes to Crowder the other day, and it sounded to me, this is why I said it sounded like ass covering, because he goes on there and says, "Well, I felt like I got dragged into a publicity stunt," and it's like, first of all, you wanted that interview. Are you kidding me? How are you going to, like, try and fly Ye out? And I don't want to disclose anything that isn't public, but they tried to set something up a few weeks ago. It didn't work out. Then Ye wanted to go on we made it work this time. And all Alex was talking about, this is our biggest show. This is our biggest interview ever. We're getting millions of views. Worried about our site crashing. Like, come on, man. Like, you wanted it. You loved it. It was great entertainment. It's going to go down as one of the most famous things in media. Like, it was huge. And he's going to go on the Crowder show the week after he has Ye in a mask say he loves Hitler and say, I got dragged into a publicity show. Oh, well, no. Oh, what a victim. No. You mean you invited Ye onto the show and gave him 3 hours? Knowing this was going on, by the way, the Hitler thing, and pushing him on it and pushing him on it and pushing him on it. And then you're going to go and cry to Steven Crowder a week later and say, my God, I'm a victim of a publicity stunt. Publicity stunt? Okay, Alex Jones. Like, are you kidding me? It's honestly just, like, insulting to his audience. I mean, come on. It's pretty rich. Number one, you wanted the show. You had no problem with it when it was streaming with the huge viewership. And then you're going to make it out like you're some victim. Like, you also had prior knowledge that he was on this wavelength. We know that. And then to say it's a publicity. Now Alex Jones has a problem with publicity stunt. Well, that's pretty rich. And then he goes and calls us gay. He said that we're homoerotic fascination with Hitler, which I don't know what that has to do with it. You know, Ye said, we love everybody. We love Mao. We love Stalin. We love Hitler. We love the Jews. We love the Zionists. And he goes, well, they're gay for Hitler. It's like, it's got nothing to do with being gay. We just love Hitler. No homo. Hey, Hitler, I love you. No homo. You know, hey, no homo. We love Hitler. So that, I mean, that's just downright. That's just the classic Jews always say. And it is. They always say, oh, well, aren't the Nazis like, you know, and they do the hand thing. Aren't they a little, you know, late in the loafers? It's like, I don't know. Once you want us to believe that a Holocaust will break out in a minute if we talk about how many Jews are in Hollywood. But at the same time, Hitler is this, like, you know, gay goober. You know, like, so it doesn't really track. Like, you know, you can have a one way or the other. Anyway, so he got the goal. It's always about humiliation. It's always about emasculation. That's why they say Hitler had one testicle, or they say Hitler was gay. You know, disappointing that he would say that. And calling us Nazis, called me a Nazi, and says, I hate Hitler. I hate Mao. I love Thomas Jefferson. I love George Washington. What? And, you know, and here's the thing. Like, I love Alex Jones. I think he's a good man. He's a hero. He's a legendary broadcaster. Never had a problem with him. But that him running to Steven Crowder was just like a sad, weak move. And just like Marjorie doing the Kevin McCarthy thing. And what Ye's crusade, if I'm permitted to call it that, what it is showing is it's showing like what's really going on here, which is like, all these people are controlled. Like, at the end of the day, say whatever you want. He legitimately doesn't care about money. Nobody would go around saying they love Hitler if they cared about money any meaningful way. Or if they cared about money more than they cared about the truth, or more than they cared about the word, or more than they cared about whatever. And what's curious is that he's exposing that all these people that make a living and make it their brand are not that way. You know, all these people that their selling point, their brand is, I'm the most canceled Congress loving in America. I'll say anything. I'm your voice. It's like, no, you're not, because the ADL slips a letter under your door and then you know, weep into your hands and you go running to Kevin McCarthy to get swatted on the wrist with a ruler. You know, I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say they were Jewish face lasers. You know, so it's like when the rubber meets the road, you really know better. What's the difference between that and anybody else? So Ye, who is sort of an unexpected surprising avatar for this. He's like the Joker. And he's been saying, you know, I'm like a superhero. Like, I want to be like a superhero. You know, I'm like doing something heroic, blah, blah, blah. But he said the other day in the office, he's like, but I feel more like Joker, he said. And I was dying at that. But it's true. You know, because like your Alex Jones and your Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're like the other criminals in Gotham and Dark Knight. They're like the mob bosses, and they bring in Joker to kill the Batman. You know, they bring in Ye for the publicity. They bring him in to take care of a problem, which is, you know, they want to get traffic or they, you know, whatever it is on their website. And it's like, I don't know who says the line. I think it's Alfred. He goes, you know, they brought in something they didn't fully understand. So want to see the world burn, you know, and it's true. And so just like how the criminals bring in the Joker and Joker burns all the money and says, all you care about is money. This town deserves a better class of criminal. And they're all like horrified. They're like, and they're criminals. They kill people and they're murderers. And they're like, who is this? It's the same thing. It's like Alex Jones and Marge. They bring this guy in. And Ye is like, oh, you people care about his money. This town is better class a Nazi, and I'm going to give it to him, you know? So, and then it's people like me. I'm like the hungry dog. Let's see how loyal a hungry dog really is. You know, I'm them, you know? So, tryouts. You know, he breaks the pool cue and throws it on the floor. Groiper fight to the death. Not really, but... But anyway, so I like Alex. I think he's a good guy. If he doesn't like me anymore, hey, whatever. I get it. But it wasn't a publicity stunt. That's just who he is. He's an artist. He's a genius. And above all that, he's right. Okay? As a Christian, you should love Hitler. Because you should love everybody. And also, we should be able to say whatever we want. We should not... Like, why do we have such a Jewish-centric society where Hitler is our problem? Not my problem, okay? I don't live in Germany or Poland or whatever. I'm not. So what's the big deal? Nobody cares about all the problems visited on literally anybody else. Nobody cares about any other genocide victim, other, you know, victim of whatever you want to call it, targeted discrimination, racism, that kind of thing. You know, were Jews the only people that were genocided or segregated or victims of war crimes? So, like, why is America in the 21st century, why is there a Jewish Holocaust museum on every corner? It's ridiculous, okay? This is America, you know. And by the way, Ye is black anyway. It's not even like it's a white thing. It's just like, we should be able to not be enslaved by one group of people and forced to be so sensitive to their issues. Yeah, you know, I think war crimes are bad, of course. I'm not in favor of genocide. I think genocide is horrible. I'm a human being, obviously. But it flies in the face of what it means to be reasonable, which is, you know, we can talk about any other figure, and, you know, you don't need to hear this whole thing again, but we can talk about any other figure and any other time and any other thing, and it doesn't have this intensity, it doesn't have this, like, totalitarian effect in education and media with the financial sanction, the punitive stuff. We all know that there's this third rail. We all know who enforces it. We all know why it's there. We all know what happens when you touch it. And some people are just going to touch it and say, yeah, you can't kill me. All the weapons that you think you have, they don't affect me. That's Ye. So it's not a publicity stunt. Whatever it is that you think you have to lose, you need to let go. That goes for Alex, Marge, whoever. So it's a shame. You know, he said, oh, you know, I've stood up for Nick Fuentes. He's never shown me any love. It's like, dude. I have talked about his issues constantly. I have always been one of the first ones to cover the lawsuits against him and the censorship against him. I'm always mentioning him in the same breath as everybody else. So that's just simply not true. But what he did the other day was kind of pathetic. He had an ample opportunity to call me a Nazi or call us gay Nazis or whatever. and to say all that when we were in Austin, but then he comes a week later and cries about it to Crowder and says, wah, 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 I'm a victim of a publicity stunt. There are these terrible Nazis. I'm just a humble water filter, you know, nootropics, patriot salesman. Please, please don't cancel me. And, you know, the thing is, like, there's layers to it. Of course, Alex is canceled, but he also presumably has Zionist backers, like, no doubt. I think he even told me that. The first time I ever went on his show, he cut in during the commercial break because the first thing I talked about was Israel. And he cut in during the commercial break and said, like, hey, I'm not telling you what to say. You can say whatever you want. But I would recommend, like, not talking about Israel so much, like the Jew thing or whatever. He goes, but that's just not going to get you anywhere. And we have a lot of great, like, Jewish listeners or something like that. It was, like, 4 years ago. I don't really remember. But that was the gist of it. That was, like, the first time I was on his show. So don't play stupid. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how Alex plays. And for him to go and be a baby, it's like, you were calling me a Nazi the other day. Then he wants to go and cry. I saw his show today. He's crying about how I said he got a phone call. He says, oh, Nick said I got a phone call. Yeah, I got a call from Jesus. I got a call from George Washington. It's like, no, you got a call from the Jews. You got a call from the Jewish people that buy the supplements or whatever. You just like, yeah. You know, okay, I'm not being cute. I'm not being funny. You got a call from your Zionist backers, okay? You didn't get a call from – no, you got a call from your Zionist backers. You know Israel did 9/11. You know about Jewish influence. You know about it because you talked about it on your show 20 years ago. David Duke debated you into the ground on this, and I beat the F out of Robert Barnes on your show a year ago about it. No, you didn't get a call from Jefferson. You got a call from your Zionist backers. So let's cut the shit. Let's stop pretending. That's fine. You want to continue to make millions of dollars. You want to have your studio and all that. You want to do more with less. In other words, you want to have a big show while saying less of the truth. Fine. That's your decision. You're entitled to make that decision. But you know, we all see right through this. What are you talking about, Eichel? What are you implying? Here's what I'm implying. You got a call from your Zionist backers that was a big problem. Okay? And that's why you pressed yay about it. You know, and he was miffed that the whole show was about Hitler. But if you watch the show, he kept pushing and pushing and pushing. You know, you can't just let the guy say he loves Hitler. God forbid anybody says something like that. He had to keep coming back and coming back. Oh, it's about the uniforms. So what you mean is this. He said what he said. But he's the one that made it a thing. And then he's going to come back a week later and smear us as Nazis. Oh, Nick always says he's not a white supremacist, but he's a Nazi. Oh, okay, pal. And then I say, oh, yeah, he got a call. And then he's going to go and cry about that. No love for me. I defended Nick for years. No love for me. No love. Oh, please. Please. You know, I've been doing this for years. I was 18 when I started. Believe me, nobody's been doing me any big favors. Okay? You know, Michelle Malkin and I want to say maybe a handful of others. But everybody who knows my story knows that there have not any people that have really went out of their way to help me out. You know, I could count on one hand how many instances where that's happened or how many people have done that. You know, and Alex having me on his show 3 times over the last 5 years. Thanks. You know, I appreciate it. I've probably done shows about Alex, you know, just as many times. But I stopped getting calls from him after the Robert Barnes debate last year. And, you know, we all know what this Jewish thing is about. So, you know, it's not. Listen, it's no ill will. I love Alex. Like I said, and I've said this on my show, but man, you know, he's got a good heart. I've seen it firsthand, like nothing but love for him and respect and all of that. But respectfully, you know, why do we need to play these games? I know how it gets. I do a show. I know how it gets when you get on the show and, you know, you say what you say. But for him to go on there and play stupid like, oh, you know, He says, I got a call. I got a call from Thomas Jefferson. Like, Thomas Jefferson ain't calling the InfoWars hotline, okay? We know the game. Listen, I am banned from banks, okay? I just got banned from another bank. I literally cannot keep a personal checking account. Do you understand that? I cannot keep a personal, I'm not talking about banking for my business. I'm talking about banking, like my debit card. My personal debit card. I have been chased out of five banks over the last 2 years. Banned from Bank of America, US Bank, Chase Bank, Inland Bank, and then I'm going to save the fifth one after I get to a new one. After all, the last two are local banks. They called me up today and say, hi, I've been at this 3 months after my last bank banned me. They called me up and said, hi, due to reputational risk, we're closing your account. We're gonna talk with the executives and see if you can even have 2 weeks to get your money out. Okay, I'm banned from every payment. And listen, I'm not trying to say boo-hoo, woe is me, but it's like you got a guy who's bringing in 50 fucking million dollars a year in supplement sales, and it's not sour grapes. I'm glad you're successful, but nobody's really permitting anybody who's talking about the Jews to be in that kind of situation. I understand that he's under a lot of pressure. I get that. I understand people issued death threats to him. He's in a lot of legal peril. I get all that. I'm not trying to take away from that. But the idea that, like, we are on the same level, it just clearly isn't true. It clearly isn't true. Do you know what he uses for his, well, I don't want to say, but he uses a CDN to broadcast his show. CDN, Content Delivery Network. That's like the back end for how you do your own live streaming site. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want to, I'm not trying to, like, ruin anything for him. But we when I got banned from DLive, I reached out to InfoWars and I said, hey, who do you use for CDN? And they said, oh, this company. That company, we were able to use it for 1 week before they banned us. 1 week. Okay? Like, think about that. So their CDN that they use to broadcast their show year over year, I got banned from in 1 week, after 1 week. And me and Alex were both at January 6th. I got put on the no-fly list. I got my money frozen. I got banned from the CDN after a week. I can't hold down a bank account. I can't get a payment processor. It goes on and on and on like that. So I'm not about to have somebody tell me, like, oh, what do you mean you got a call? You know what I mean. Everyone knows you don't talk about that issue, and everybody knows why. It's why nobody else does. So it's very annoying. And you got all these people that are much older than me, like Marjorie or Alex or whoever, and constantly throwing me under the bus to save their own skin. It's just like, seriously? Like I and the thing is, like, I meet all these people. I'm obviously, like, a nice guy. I'm polite. I'm respectful. Like, I'm obviously in it for the right reasons. I'm really, like, my character is pretty unimpeachable. Like, what's the most anybody could say about me? Like, I make offensive jokes or something. Like, I'm not a hater. I have a big heart. I'm friendly to everybody. I'm just, like, a lovable guy. Want to make a funny show. And I believe in all the same things all these people do, and they just have, like, no compunction about, like, slitting my throat if it makes their life more convenient. It's like Marjorie met me, shook my hand, gave me a hug, gave a speech at my conference, and all this, and she pretends not to know me the day after. Okay, fine. You got to say what you got to say, but then she's gonna, like, denounce my views, denounce my anti-Semitic views. Because she got pressure from the Jewish group. She got pressure from McCarthy and the RJC and all that. And she's like, oh yeah, I'll totally push this kid in front of oncoming traffic to make my life easier. These people just have, like, no, where's the principle? Where's one, show me one person who's just going to say, I'll like sacrifice myself for someone else, like for someone who's, like, pure of heart and innocent, doing the right thing. The way they look at it, they're like, he did it to himself. He's not playing by the rules. He didn't play by the rules, so he gets what he gets. You get denounced. You're a Nazi. You're gay, whatever. You know, and it's both of them have Southern accents, so it works with both of them, whether it's Marjorie or Alex. And it's like, you know, where are the people who are just going to do the right thing and just be honest and like throw the RJC under the bus instead of me? You know, I'm a 24-year-old kid from Chicago. I've just had been crushed by the system. They're probably going to, and they're like, oh, throw my, you know, backers under the bus or throw this kid under the bus. Ah, we'll throw him under the bus. Fuck him. Anyways, that's how I, you know, it's, you know, I don't take it personally, but the only reason I say that is because it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And here's the thing. If you really believe in any of this stuff, you believe in right and wrong, God, you believe that our decisions matter and our actions have consequences, you have to have integrity. That's the thing. You know, we are not like our enemies. We are not two sides of the same coin. We are trying to do good. They don't care about trying to do good. So a lot of people have, there's this moral confusion. It's like that, you know, that line in The Departed when, who's the lead guy in The Departed? It's Jack Nicholson. He says, I don't remember the line exactly, but you know, The Departed, it's about the cops and the criminals, and there's a criminal spying the cops, and there's a cop spying the criminal gang. And Jack Nicholson says something like, when you're staring down a barrel of a gun, what difference does it make? Like what side you're on. And a lot of people have this, it's classic. This is what happens in a war, is there's this race to the bottom in terms of decency and standards. And people are like, oh, we're just as bad as our enemy. Like it's really sort of arbitrary who wins. But the thing is, like, I don't subscribe to that because we actually, like, the basis of the fight is morality. It's a spiritual war, and we're fighting on the side of a moral God for a moral law, and they're fighting on the side of the devil who wants to create moral confusion and wants to create the idea that their morality is subjective and so on. So the idea that, like, we're all just snakes fighting each other in the jungle, I don't subscribe to that. So that's why a lot of the things that people expect me to do, like, oh, you just got to do this, or oh, you just got to do that, I'm like, no, I'm not just gonna do anything, because I, you know, my worldview is that I'm gonna, you know, whether, maybe you don't believe in God, but I do. When I die, I'm gonna have to account for my actions before God, and that'll determine my fate in eternity. That's totally different than somebody who's like, believes that politics is the end all be all, which is sort of where we are right now. That's sort of like the end state of liberalism and nationalism and socialism, is that the state and literally politics is like the highest end. People try to come up with something higher, but I don't think you can do it without God. So as a consequence, you know, I'm going to act differently. I'm going to think differently about my actions. My calculus is different. And, you know, people like Marge and Alex, they're thinking like the enemy. They're like, we got to lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead, to get what we want, to get power. And it's like, guess what? You just have another liar, cheater, and thief sitting on the pile of money instead of the other one. You know, was that really successful? Did Jesus do that? When Jesus wanted to take over the world, did he, you know, bow before the devil so the devil could give him all the kingdoms and say, hey, listen, Christians, you know, we tried to lead this little thing, but hey, it's not going so well. I know. I'm just going to take a knee to Satan. He's going to give me the keys to the whole world. Like, Jesus said no. And he went right up to the cross. He went right up to the crucifixion. That's what we have to be willing to do. Go walk right up and carry our own cross to the side of our own execution, as opposed to this, like, oh, like Jesus fled town. What if he like lied? What if we said it wasn't him? It's like, no, the cross is necessary. We have to carry the cross. We have to be put up on it. That's where we get the victory from. So anyway, so that's my view. That's why I'm so fundamentally against compromise. That's why I was so fundamentally in favor of Trump and now yay, is because we got to act like Christians. And being a Christian means being bold and telling the truth and knowing that God will provide. As long as you have your bread and wine, you don't need real sustenance. God will take care of the rest. So, you know, that's the component that all these people are missing. Nobody's inspired by, like, hey, let's all, like, trick everybody with this clever political crap, and we'll, like, sneak one past the goalie until, you know, we have a more moderate conservative president. Yeah, boo. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm with Yay. No, thank you. I'm riding with Yay. He is a superhero. I love the mask. I love the jacket. I love the – he's a legend. He's like a folk hero. Had it all. Gave it all up. The masked man. So he's a real deal. I'm so sick of fakers. And when I met Yay, I'm like, this guy is the real – love him, hate him. You know, people get frustrated with him. He's the real deal. He is, you know, and especially in a world, this is the last thing I'll say. I know I'm rambling, but especially in a world where everybody likes to affect the uniqueness, you know, we live in such a world of mediocrity and commonness that everybody wants to create this perception. They want to be perceived as different, unique, quirky, whatever, like that. And there's something ironic about that, because that's a very common thing. You know, it's a very commoner thing to, like, want to stand out or whatever, and to stand out in a contrived way so that people perceive you as different. Anyway, the point is, we live in a world of people that are basically just full of it and just do what everybody else does. I guess that's always been the case. But especially now, people are just so cowardly and disappointing and weak and uninteresting and just sort of vapid. You know, what I found is, because I'm in politics, I like kind of know about everything. Even if I don't know everything, I sort of like know about most things, and I know about most ideas. And even if I don't know the depth of every obscure ideology, I've like heard of it, or I know the book, I know the person behind it. There are very few people in the world that actually have anything interesting to say. Your average person is someone who, like, watches Joe Rogan. You know, like, people underestimate just how unexceptional the above average person is. And the point, and I don't mean to put down people, but when I met Ye, it was like a breath of fresh air, because it's like, wow, this is a guy who really is different. He really is different. He really is creative. He really is a breath of fresh air. He really doesn't think like anybody else. He's really willing to just do it, just go with it. And a lot of people didn't last on the team. I'll say this, you know, the circle is constantly sort of in flux, because a lot of people they just can't roll with it. They can't ride the wave. He is, you know, he's an artist, so he's got all these ideas, and he wants to try everything and entertain everything. And sometimes he'll just say something so extreme, and even I'm sort of like, not extreme like politically, but like an idea that's just very out there. And my immediate reaction is like, or like, you know, I don't know about that. But I have the wherewithal and the respect to say he's the genius. He's the visionary. He's the leader. I'm going to listen. I'm going to understand it. And whatever he needs me to do, I'll do it to carry out the idea. In other words, I trust his process. I'm willing to go. I'm willing. If people say he's crazy and he says something that sounds crazy, I'm willing to go crazy. I'm willing to go there with him in that and try and, you know, wrap my head around it. But the world is full of people that want to get in his face and wag their finger and say, you need to do, you can't do it that way. That's not how it's done. You're never going to win that way. And it's like, shut up. Like, stop. Just stop, bro. So I think a lot of people, you know, that's why a lot of people aren't getting it. And that's why I'm really sort of enamored with it. It's not, you know, people are so quick to say, oh, Nick loves this because, like, you know, Nick's a Nazi, or, oh, you know, Ye's only saying this because, like, Nick is influencing him, or people said I'm taking advantage. Believe me, they can control this man even if they tried. You can say anything about him. You could say positive or negative things about him. The one thing that you literally cannot say about Ye is that you cannot control this man. Nobody can control him. I have been around him for the past, you know, 2-3 weeks, and I do not believe it is possible. Okay. And he has a reputation that way. You know, he talks about in his music, he's notorious for that. And it's true. And I've seen it firsthand. You know, and that's just sort of an aside. People have been saying, oh, Nick's taking advantage. Oh, Nick's influencing. Believe me, nobody can control this man. And that's a good thing. You want that. We have a society that is so messed up because people have allowed themselves to be controlled by blackmail or by, you know, all kinds of different mechanisms. People control things that people want. They control the object of their desire, control their attachments, their affections, you manipulate them in all kinds of ways. It's a breath of fresh air to meet somebody who's a true American original and truly somebody who's free. You meet Alex Jones, and the first time I went on is like, hey, like, you can say whatever you want, but, you know, this Jewish thing's a dead end. And I was, like, so deflated. I was like, oh, that's a shame. You know, and don't get me wrong. He's still funny. He's still a fiend, still a workhorse, an incredible human being. But I was, you know, but when I heard that, I was totally deflated. I was like, oh, you're not Superman. You know, oh, you know, you're just a guy doing a show. You're a good show doer, you know, but it's like, that was my first, to give you like some contrast, like the first time I went on a show and he cuts into the commercial break and says, hey, you know, say whatever you want, but don't talk about the Jews or the Jewish thing's a dead end. I was like, oh, okay. So that's like what my parents tell me. That's so cool. Alex Jones, the absolute madman. Boy, you're crazy. You know, and he's telling me the same stuff my boomer parents do. Is that really a good idea? You know, should you really say that? I love my parents, but like, you know, they're normie like that. You know, that's the same reaction as anybody else. And it's like, oh, okay. So you're just kind of like everybody else. and then you roll up with Ye and he's like, I love Hitler, you know, and he's just like, he's just, you know, and he's a real deal. Only like a handful of people like that in America. And I have the honor of working with one of them. So it's just awesome. It's just such a breath of fresh air. And we, you know, we you know, and I don't want to get into sort of like the future. I don't want to give away anything, of course, but it's like, obviously we care deeply about the outcome of the country and future political things. But at the same time, we recognize we have an obligation to get tough, steel ourselves, and get ready for battle. Tell the truth. You know, he said on the show, he said, I'm like the battering ram and Nick is like the SWAT team. It's like what it is, you know, we got to blow the doors off the hinges, you know? So anyway, so that's that. I don't think I have anything else to say. Wow, we got a lot of blue check marks in here. Any of them actually important? Let me take a look at him. Okay, this guy's got 23 followers, Mark. Yeah, that's totally necessary. Thanks, Elon. Let's see. Okay, and that's 640 followers, blue check. Seriously? Like, what are we doing? Does that make sense? 780 followers, blue check. What are we doing? Who's this one? Don't fall in love with me. I know too much. Always wins in bio. Some of you, you know, whatever. I'm not going to even get into it. It's sort of a strong around Ye because I'm such like, I am kind of like a negative person. And like, I am like hypercritical of things. And, you know, whenever I'm giving a post idea to Ye, he's like, but we want it to be positive. How can we say it in a positive way? Can we do social media without putting anything that's going to get us banned? And me, I'm like, you gotta post this. You gotta do, you know. And so he wants to keep it very positive and all that. Which, and I'm trying to elevate it because I know he's right. I mean, deep down, I know he's right. I know that's better to be that way. But you know. I'm Italian, okay? Like, I was raised a very certain way. Like, you know, we would go to, like, a family Christmas party, and I couldn't wait until we got in the car, because then my mom would, like, you know, we'd get in the car, we'd be 5 minutes out from the party, and she's going to, you know, rail against every family member at the party. I just couldn't wait. It was the funniest stuff ever. So that's kind of the environment. And it's just, you know, Italians do that. We complain about the food. We complain about the neighbor, you know, whatever. So anyway, so I don't, I'm trying to elevate it a little bit here. Let's see. Wow, we got 1,000 listeners. Whoa, holy smokes. Big space. Well, how's everybody liking it? Do people like the space? Yeah, we're getting some good reactions. We got Deborah. Deborah says, the kids call me Jima or Grams. Why? I did buy all 11 of them slingshots for Christmas last year. Paintballs completed and had a blast. You know, I love that. That's so wholesome. We love our grandmas, don't we? We love our moms. All right, yeah, well, I'm going to wind it down. I'm kind of like losing my voice. So I think I'm just about finished here. What else? Do I have anything else to say? Yeah, so I just want to react to that a little bit. The Alex Jones thing. Listen, man, much love, much respect, but we all know he got the call. He was sort of soft. Alex Jones went soft, very sad. And he goes, just because I disagree with you, it's like, you don't disagree. You don't disagree. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm an American paid Thomas Jefferson. I got the call from Thomas Jefferson. It's like, will you give it a rest? Please. I saw, you know, because, and, you know, for some people, maybe that does it for them. But for me, it's like, I kind of, it's like Liver King. You know, it's the same thing with, like, Liver King. You see that thing where it's like, he's all jacked up on $12,000 worth of steroids a month. And he goes for years, he goes around saying, you know, the ancestral tenants, what does he call his followers? He calls them primals or something. what does he say on, like, he's like, primals no, or what's the expression, what's the stupid slogan, primals no, how hard, chef, whatever works. And it's like, dude, you're on steroids. Like, just cut the act. Okay, drop the act. Same thing, it's like he's gonna go and say, I hate Hitler burned in hell. It's like, who is that for? Except for the Jews. Like, who is that for? Nobody is heard with that. Nobody is impressed. Well, wow, you said Hitler sucks? Wow. Whoa. Don't cut yourself on that edge, bro. Wow, I can see why you're banned. The left does not want you to know Hitler was a Democrat. Damn, Alex, go off. He just said Hitler burn in hell. The absolute madman. Woo, lad. Right? Like, woo, lad. The absolute madman. Did he just say that? I think he just said Hitler is bad. Mind equals blown. Now we know why he's canceled. Like, seriously. I mean, do I have to say that? He's going to go on the Hitler burn in hell. I hate you, Hitler. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're not laughing anymore, man. It's not funny anymore. Try different jokes. Hug and kiss my ass, X and O. And kiss a ring. Well, I got to do my thing. Well, yeah, okay, right? I'm with Ye, so. But it's true. It's not funny. We're not laughing, okay? When you say, you know, you hate Hitler, it's not funny. It's like, it's not even true, okay? Hitler was kind of epic in a lot of ways. So, problem. Anyway, yeah, so that's why I was you know, I'm just looking at, and then everyone gets it. He goes on Crowder and Crowder's talking trash. Like, Crowder pretended not to know who I was for years, and then he goes, what benefit does having Nick Fuentes around? And then they throw me under the bus. No one's gonna attack because they don't want to, you know, they want to milk that at some point, I'm sure. So I'm a convenient scapegoat. Like, we get to attack Nick for being the Nazi, and we're just going to pretend like, you know, Ye didn't say it. So everybody wants to throw me under the bus. Whatever. I'll remember that. Also, here's the real last thing I'm going to say. None of the people that threw me under the bus are really even that impressive. Like, I have never watched Crowder's show. I think I watched it one time on stream. Crowder is not why I got into politics. He's not funny. You know, so Crowder disavowing me is like, okay, big whip. Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, you know, I've already done my bit on Marjorie Taylor Greene, but it's like, okay, seriously, does anybody really think that, like, if I had my choice that I'd be like standing with Marjorie Taylor Greene? Like, listen, you got to play with the hand you're dealt. I'll just put it that way. So it's like Marjorie Taylor Greene denounced me. Let's say it's like no love lost there. Honestly, if she's showing for McCarthy and she was still showing up to AFPAC, that would be that would be bad for me. That would make me look like a blue-pilled weakling. I'm trying not to swear also. I was going to say I'd make me look like a bitch. If Marjorie is shilling for McCarthy to be speaker and then she's at the front stage at AFPAC, that's a reflection on me. And to some extent, same thing with Alex Jones. Like, I'm going to be real with you. I don't watch Alex Jones. I can't do the 10-minute advertisements. I can't do this, like, the Bill Gates Illuminati thing. It's like, look, dude, you know, I got bounced from the conservative movement 6 years ago for criticizing Israel. I'm sort of past the Bill Gates New World Order Georgia Guidestones thing, okay? The Georgia Guidestones, a New World Order population control under 500 million, Bilderberg. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Okay, what else? Anything else? What else we got in here? We got Richard. You know, me and Richard have been having a fruitful dialogue. He said some very kind words about me. I have to say, I don't know if I should say this right now, but like, I always thought Richard was smart. I'm going to be honest. Like, you know, we had kind of a feud going years ago. But I always got a kick out of him. Like, I think he's funny. I think he gives good takes. People would always privately, they'd be like, he's an idiot or whatever. And I'd be like, well, no. Like, he's a smart guy. Like, we, you know, we may agree. Like, I certainly didn't agree with a lot of the decisions that were being made back then. And you know, and that's all been sorted out, sort of moot. You know, it's old, ancient history at this point. But people would always say, oh, you know, he's an idiot. And I'd say, well, you know, he's not an idiot. He's no dummy. Like, we may disagree on certain things. He's not Christian. He's making certain tactical decisions, but you know, but he's not a dumb guy. So I'm glad that that's happening. You know, it's just like, look, I love the buddy thing. I love that. I love love. 'Cause that's really what it's about. It's not like we hate Jews. It's like, hey, we love Hitler. And it's like, and then they go, well, you hate the Jews' enemies. It's like, well, we love the Jews and we love Hitler. You know, we love the Zionists. We also love the Palestinians. We love the Muslims. We love the Christians. We love everybody. I like that because it really brings to light like who that's really unacceptable for. Like I'm supposed to be the hater. Everybody says I'm a hater. You know, I'm people catch up at me at a restaurant because they say I'm the hater. Like, make that one make sense. Hey, you're such a, I'm going to throw food at you. I don't even know you, but I'm going to throw food at you because of what a jerk you are. Oh, okay. That throws food at people in a restaurant. Yeah, I'm the jerk. And it's the same thing. Like, they'll say, like, Nick Fuentes is the hater. Nick Fuentes is the Nazi and so on. It's like, but I'm willing to say, hey, I love Jews. I love Nazis. I love everybody. I love my enemy. I'm a Christian. I can easily say that. I love Ben Shapiro. I love the people that canceled me. I love the people that I love my enemies. Okay. I love the traitors. Even though I like despise what they did and have contempt for it, like, I love them. I pray for my enemies in church. Whenever I go to church, I pray for, and this is how you're supposed to do it in this order. You pray for yourself, your family, your friends, and you pray for your enemies. You also pray for the president as well. So when I'm at church, I do pray for my enemies. I pray for people that blackmail me. I pray for people and blackmail me, by the way, it's like actively blackmailing me when I say that, but people have threatened to blackmail me. Like, you know, people used to work for me were like, oh, you know, if you do this, then we're going to do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, F off, whatever. But point is, like, people have tried some really shady stuff on me. You guys know. But I pray for the people that have tried to blackmail me, I should say. I pray for people that have stabbed me in the back, people that have screwed me out of money, whatever. Because I'm a Christian. I do love everybody. Anyway, point being, it's only when you say that that then the reason is revealed. And then you get Dennis Prager going out and saying, you know, if you don't believe in the Holocaust, you're going to hell. I don't believe in God if you're not going to hell. It's like, okay, so you're a fucking evil person then, right? I can't imagine like a more uncharitable, like malicious, like malevolent, vindictive thing to say than I don't believe in God if you're not going to hell, which is what Dennis Prager said. Prager said there, if Holocaust deniers don't go to hell, there is no God. So who's the real hater? I love Dennis Prager. I love Shapiro. I love Cassie Dillon. Okay. I love, and they've all persecuted me. I love Joseph. I love others who I'm not going to, you know, give them attention by naming them. But, you know, but I love these people just like I love anyone. But then you get these Jews out there that say, oh, you say you love Hitler? Well, you're going to hell. I don't believe in God if you're not going to hell. I hate you. We're going to take all your money. We're going to kill you. We're going after your family. It's like, okay, so who's a real hater then? That's why I love the message. It's not, and it was only, yay, it's something so subtle, right? I mean, when you think about it, saying like you love Hitler just sounds like, oh, like edgy, like edgelord. But it's a really, it's actually a fascinating formula. It's so subtle, but it's so genius. It's not like we hate so-and-so, we hate a group. It's like, hey, we love Hitler. We love Nazis. We love Jews. And I like the symbol, the Star of David and the swastika. Now, I wouldn't use a swastika or a Star of David. But I would use them to get the point, which is we have to bring everybody together. And who are the people that are being ostracized? It's us. It's people like me. You know, the Jews aren't being ostracized. When we say Jewish media, they're not being ostracized. We're being, I'm the one that can't get a bank account. So, you know, there's only one group that obstinately refuses to unite the country, and that's the people that are in power. So I like it. I love that formula. I love that expression because it's true. We love love, and we love everybody. And anybody that knows me knows I'm a lover. I'm not a vindictive guy. I'm not a meanie. I'm a sweetie. I'm a sweetie pie, and I just love everybody. And I just like to laugh. I just like to do my show. I like to tell the truth. I like to make jokes. Okay, I love myself. Like, I love me. And I love things. I love Trump. I love yay. I love America. I love Catholicism. I love Twitter. I love cheeseburgers. I love donuts. I love driving. I love music. I love video games. I love my friends. You know, I like to, when you watch my show, I don't talk about all the things I hate. I talk about the things that I love. I tell the truth. I talk about what's going on, but I talk about the things I love. It's a loving, warm, friendly. And when I talk about, you know, and sometimes I get a little heated, I'm not going to lie, but when I talk about the Jews or whatever, it's only in the interest of truth. Okay. Now I'm a guy who's like being treated so badly. But, you know, and I don't think I come across bitter. Like, I jump on this live and I'm just kind of like hanging out with you guys. I'm just like, you know, I'm just talking. And yeah, I'm going to make my point. And so sometimes I say, like, hey, cut the shit or whatever. But I'm not like bitter or angry. I'm just like, you know, I'm making my point. But for a guy that's kind of been like ground under the boot of the government for 2 years, I'd say my big heart shines through. If anybody else have been put through what I've been put through, if you're a real hater, you'd be a totally different person than what I am, you know? Like, through all these hoops with crypto, because I'm banned from payment processors, having new bank accounts, you know, all the things that go on, lawsuits, subpoena, government, FBI investigation, getting disavowed, canceled. And I'm a pretty, pretty cheerful, upbeat in spite of it all. Because I just want what's right for the country. I just want, here's what I want. I just love my friends. I want my friends to all be married and have kids and have wealth and eat food that isn't going to kill them, drink water that's not poisoned. I want them to be educated, read books, healthy, you know, all that kind of stuff. I want a country where people are able to do that. They're not right now. So, okay, anyway, that's the boring part. That's the boring part, but it is true. Okay, I think that's it. Courtney giving me the heart. Hey, Courtney. Hey, Court. See, I go in the Destiny chat, and I'm just friendly with them, even though they're like, you know, half of them are bully me. Half of them are like, yeah, okay, Nick, aren't you gay? Okay, the Nazi, you know, even though I go into the Destiny group chat and half of them bully me, I'm a total sweetie. I'm just friendly, you know. And there's all kinds of people in there. There's like, you know, trannies and, you know, kind of freaky type people. And like, you know, they all have like an OnlyFans and whatever. And, you know, I don't approve of any of that. But like, I'm just like a friendly guy just hanging out, trying to achieve understanding. And I'm friendly. And a lot of them are like, damn, why does he have to be so likable and sweet and funny and cute? Because we're supposed to hate him. You're not supposed to hate anybody. We're supposed to love each other and talk. Okay, so anyway. And yeah, so that's that. Okay, well, yeah, so no show tomorrow, by the way. Not going to be doing a show because I don't have anywhere to do it. I'm not set up to do it. Let's see, who else? Are there any other big blue checks in here besides Richard? One time I called them on the phone. I was like, hey, what's up, Rich? And he was like, it's Richard. I told that story a lot before, but it was just like a classic, total Richard moment. That's why we love him. That's why we love him. Because only he would say, well, not only him. I mean, that is his name. I'm not making fun of him for that. I mean, that is his name. Like, I don't think that's, you know, out of line to want to be called a certain thing. You know, if someone said, hey, Nicky, and I was like, hey, it's Nick, and, you know, nobody would be offended. I just think it was funny how that tumbled out that time on the phone. One of my favorite stories. See, you know, we find what we like about people. You find what you love about people. Me and Richard at one point were at each other's throats. One time he called me screaming, you know, and I said some very nasty things about him. But, you know, but what do I like about him? He's a good-looking guy. He's tall. He's smart. He's funny. You know, we don't have to always be hating each other and fighting. We can just, let's start with just talking about what we like about people. You know, Ye told me the other day when he put out that stuff about Ben Shapiro on Twitter, he texted the group and said, what are some nice things you could say about Ben? And without missing a beat, I said, he's very intelligent. He's hardworking. He's very well-read. He's a good father. He loves his kids. You know, let's start there. Shapiro's gone out of his way to make my life very difficult. But I can still say there are a lot of things about him that I love. There's a lot of things I hate, you know, or don't like, that he's sort of like has his dual allegiance to Israel and he's sort of dishonest and made a deal with YouTube to stay on YouTube by not talking about the vaccine and its negative side effects. So, you know, so I don't, but let's start with some, and you know, who knows if he'd ever say nice things about me, but I think he's a good father. Very hardworking, very well read. Those are all good attributes, you know. I wish I was as hardworking as Shapiro. I wish I was as well read as him. You know, he says that he reads like 3 or 4 books a week. You know, I would like, you know, and then that way, that's a very positive trait. So we have to start to do that. Anyway, so that's that. But, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're still in a war. We're still in a war, so we're still fighting and everything. Let's not go crazy, okay? Let's not go nuts. We're still in a war, but you know, we can't harden our hearts. That's the big takeaway is, you know, I've been in the so-called, they call it the hate movement. I'm not a hater. And we can't let them directly or indirectly create this kind of confusion. You know, we have to be who we are in our heart of hearts. We have to protect our conscience and protect our heart. You know, even though we're being attacked, we still have to have a big heart, you know? So that's the message. Love is the answer. Hey, love. Yay 24. Let's go. We love Hitler. That's the catch. Okay. Here's the catch. You know, people hear me. They're like, I love Ben Shapiro. I love Joseph. I love this one. I love that one. Okay. What's the catch? Well, we also love Adolf Hitler as well. Non-negotiable. And not just for the uniforms. That's the catch. Okay. We love Zionists. We love Netanyahu. Okay. What's the catch? Well, we also love Adolf Hitler. Okay. And, non-negotiable, not just because we like the Hugo Boss uniforms. Okay. We really love them. We really love them. And we love all the Nazis too. Okay. That's the catch. And we love, Assad, and we love North Korea, and we love Putin, and we love Trump, and we love all that as well. So anyway, okay, is that it? Is that finally it? Yeah, I think that's everything. Do I bring in callers? No, I don't really want to hear from any of you. Let's see. How about this new Wednesday trend, huh? How about that? What a tantalizing new trend. You see this Wednesday thing? It's been stuck in my head all week, right up my alley, you know? So it's a trend that has captivated the world. In other news, how about this Wednesday thing? Hey, Courtney, what do you think about doing a Wednesday TikTok? You got to get back. Is she still in here? All right, somebody tell her. Somebody get Courtney back in here. Tell her that she's doing the Wednesday dance on TikTok. There she is. Courtney, what do you think about doing a Wednesday TikTok? You got to let me know on that one. Anyway, so in other news, that's also going on. I've been enjoying that. And what's the other? Oh, there's a few other ones. But okay, all right. That's it. It's late. I got to go to bed. I got to wake up early tomorrow. Ye wakes up so early, dude. It's been a struggle here. You know, he doesn't sleep as much. So, yeah, who's in here? Is anybody worthwhile to hear from in here? Calling in? Not really. Nobody I really recognize. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, yeah. All right, I got to go. That's all I got for you. I'm on Twitter. Yo, vote. Wait. Before I go, vote in my poll. Everybody share and vote in this poll. If the 2024 presidential election were held today, who would you vote for? Trump, DeSantis, yay. Please retweet, vote. You know, we want to get a big sample size here. So if you haven't already, like, share. Just give me a follow. And I'm trying to get in touch with the other big yay accounts to coordinate, because they're tweeting a lot of disinformation. They keep tweeting about this Aiden Ross thing, which hasn't been scheduled yet. So what else? Yeah, that's all the updates I got for you for now. How about the new song? Very epic, right? Very, very epic. They took it off Instagram, though. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe for the Alex Jones sample. He took out the I Love Hitler part. The version that I heard, it ended with that I love about Hitler. But I think he took that out. But that's okay. That's okay. We know what he meant. Let's see. All right. That's it. I got to go. Cozy.tv/Nick. Cozy.tv/Nick. Follow me. At Young Genius on Twitter Space. Like, share, retweet the poll. Put in the poll. t.me/Nick. Yay, official Telegram drop soon. I think this week. So be on the lookout for that. We also got a really exciting project we're working on, spoilers. And we got something really big coming up this month. I know WAC was talking about it. So that's coming up. And we will be doing interviews at some point. I know that a few interviews, there was some confusion. Adam 22 tweeted out that we canceled the interview and and there are a few other ones like that. We'll be picking up the interviews at some point in the future. But you know, follow me for the updates. Well, follow Yay, of course, on Instagram, but follow me also on Telegram, because whenever it's available to be made public, I'll be putting it out there on Telegram. So T.me, Nick, to keep up with the, not the Kardashians, but to keep up with Yay. Vote for. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. See you later. Cozy.tv, cozy.tv. All right. See you guys. Bye. Follow the poll. Vote in the poll. All right. Good night. Good night, Courtney. Good night, Richard. Good night, everybody.